It's Tuesday, June 15th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. What is the Great Resignation, and how is it impacting work? IoT devices, smartphones, and data management, and cyber insurance moves that we care about. This is the Business of Tech. That data highlighting the number of quitters in the workplace reported last week? It's probably going to get worse. Surveys reported by Axios are showing anywhere from 25% to over 40% of workers are thinking about quitting their jobs. It's being called the Great Resignation. And this level of looking for change isn't isolated to just workers. The Information's Jessica Lezen is even commenting on how it's being reported among founders and CEOs in the startup community. That pushback continues to draw change. Amazon has changed their tune on remote work, guiding employees to a 2 days remote, 3 days in the office approach in a new update. The company specifically cites learning and evolving as we go. Andreessen Horowitz recently surveyed 226 startups in its portfolio and found that two-thirds of portfolio companies are looking at a similar hybrid approach as their larger counterparts. In fact, 87 were thinking about 1 to 2 days a week, with 64% looking at no office at all, and only gathering for company offsites. By contrast, just 18 said they wouldn't allow any work from home. And why? Data from Limeade showed 100% of employees surveyed in France, Germany, the UK, Australia, and the US are anxious about returning to the workplace. 77% cited being exposed to COVID-19 as their top source of anxiety, 71% are concerned about less flexibility, and 58% are anxious about commuting to work. So why do we care? Anxious workers asking questions about their own careers and coming out of a traumatic period wondering what they want next from life. No wonder this feels like a constantly changing landscape. The common thread here that's unstated is that investment in people and culture. The work-from-home feelings are the symptoms, not the cause. Savvy employers are going to be finding ways to take care of their existing people and build a coherent culture new ones want to work in. And that's the reason we care, not the specifics of 2 days a week versus three. If you have the culture that supports flexibility, the rest comes more naturally. How about some market stats? I love some good ones. IoT is way up. Shipments of cellular IoT modules increased by 14% in 2020 to a new record of 303 million. That includes a slower revenue growth at only 8%. This all despite chip shortages. What about global smartphones? Canalys says that that area will grow 12% this year, again despite shortages. Another tidbit, 32% of all 5G devices shipped will cost less than $300. How about data management? 96% of IT organizations are operating at or over capacity, and 93% of respondents to the Ascend.io survey said the number of data pipelines will increase. Why do we care? In an industry we always assume is in constant change, it's important to have that backed up by data. Despite chip shortages, technology is selling. More devices also means more data, and that inherent security risk that goes with that. Data management services will be increasingly in demand. Is it a recurring service or a consulting opportunity? The answer is yes. And some more around cyber insurance. Cyber insurance and security company Coalition has partnered with Intuit to deliver comprehensive cyber insurance coverage to protect businesses against ransomware, phishing, and other cybersecurity threats, according to a statement from the companies. Wired has a piece on insurance, and the core is that insurance companies do keep paying out. Would a ban on ransomware payments stop them? Fines on payment could just become a premium on the payment. So why do we care? I have a working theory that insurance companies will be influencing the market, and I stand by it. The area they will be changing is the floor. SMBs and SMBs won't be able to get insurance at affordable rates without some level of basic competence over time. Insurance companies are built for risk management, and they'll build tests to determine acceptable risk. No 2FA, unsafe vendors, too much on-prem software, too much legacy. All those risks will result in higher premiums because the insurers will know what to ask for. And that's how they'll impact the change to come. Did you know the average MSP spends 10 hours manually inputting accounting data each week? That time is 120 prospect calls, a month's worth of the business of tech, or building an entire Lego Death Star. Gazinta Mobius can make your life easier through accounting automation. Automatic sync of invoices, expenses, and inventory from ConnectWise Manage into QuickBooks Online in just a single click of a button. With onboarding, direct support, and regular feature releases, Gazinta is a family-owned company dedicated to making software suck a little less each day. Visit GOZYNTA.com to learn more. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. Back to three stories today, and I will talk to you again tomorrow.